We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to Eddie's Wall. Today we have a very special episode for you guys. Well, first off, we are live on the Trans World Facebook, so feel free to write in your comments and questions. But today we are here with former pro snowboarder Vile Loiloma. Vile, how are you?
Good, are you?
Good. Vile had a very long, successful career. You know, started off, was one of the original members of the Forum 8, the kind of infamous team, and then left to pursue a really long career on K2 snowboards. And now has started a coffee empire, as you will soon see. He started Heart Coffee Roasters, right?
Yeah, Heart Coffee.
And we are now, he has two coffee shops, and this is the actual roasting factory, what do you call it?
Roastery.
Roastery, okay. So let's talk about, you know, you're from Finland, and you originally, you know, got into snowboarding. How did you get into snowboarding? And coming from Finland, you were one of the, I feel like, first generations of kids. Now it's kind of known that a lot of good riders come out of Finland, but how was it being such a young kid coming to get recognized from Finland?
I didn't think about it that much at that age, I guess. We were really, all of our friends were riding Dalma.
Yeah.
And so it was like, yeah, Ami, Yoni, both Yonis. And it was just like the place we'd go ride, and you just try to do better tricks than the other one, or just, you know, like, not in a, in a friendly, competitive way, and you didn't really care, and it was just more about, I don't know, just having a good time.
Yeah.
And one day, Ami was like, hey, do you want to snowboard? You know, you can have this hammer snowboard for free. And I'm like, really? And I remember I got it, and then after that, kind of, everything kind of changed, because it's like, oh, I was a kid who got the free snowboard. Now, like, all my friends were like, they wanted to show off, and it became all of a sudden more competitive.
Right.
But, you know, then that kind of took off, and I got asked to go on a snowboard trip. So I went to Verbier, and in Verbier, I met Ben Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Airwalk at the time, and he was like, hey, if you want to go to Mount Hood, I'll buy you a ticket, and I'll buy you a plane ticket, but you got to wear Airwalk clothes. And I was like, sure. Like, why not?
Yeah.
And he bought me a ticket, but he put Romy's last name, Romy Thornton.
Yeah.
So it was like, and he spelled my first name wrong. So I was at the airport trying to get on the plane, and I'm like, hey, this is my ticket. And they're like, no way.
Oh.
And somehow I talked myself on the airplane with a completely different name. And I came here with a one-way ticket, which you can't have a one-way ticket to the US.
Right.
And went to Mount Hood, and that's kind of how it all started.
Right.
And I was there, like, Curtis shot a sequence of me, and then that got ran in Transworld and some other photos, silence ads, and it was kind of like, okay.
And what year was that again?
I don't remember. It was
like 93 or something? No, 95?
No.
I don't know. I'm just throwing
maybe
it out
like
there.
98 or 97 or something like that?
Okay.
No, like 96.
Yeah, 96 because I met you in 2000 and you were pro like while I was coming up as a kid.
Yeah, I think it was 96.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's Justin Gunson. Do you still snowboard every now and then?
Not much, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I went up to Mount Hood twice this year, split boarding. So not actually Mount Hood, just on the side of Mount Hood.
Yeah.
I guess I got spoiled with the conditions over the years, and it really needs to be like perfect in order for me to get out of the bed and pay for a lift ticket.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just I guess I had so many years of good riding that if I can go up to Mount Baker, I will.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Mount Hood is kind of, yeah, it's not that interesting to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you end up, so you were part of the original Forum 8, which is still talked about to this day, you know, by everybody as being this super, you know, legendary, influential team. And then, kind of out of nowhere, or what it seemed like to the people behind the scenes, you left the Forum 8 right in its prime and went to K2. You know, what was that all about? Like, you know, because I feel like most people think of it being on the Forum 8 in that time, you know, 1998, the biggest videos, best team, and then you're like, you know what, I'm out of here, I'm going to go ride for K2.
Well, I kind of feel like I got on the team the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I was filming with MacDog for a decade, and I was on Silence, and I was writing a lot of it for him, guys.
Yep.
And Silence was pretty rocky at the time. You know, it was just kind of like a company that might go out of business.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We had, you know, I just doing my thing. I wasn't really, I didn't have this competitive mindset of filming a video part or anything. It was really the early stages of like, I'm snowboarding because I love it.
Right.
And I'm going out filming and I have this urge of getting me a video part, but it wasn't like, I didn't have any pressure. No one was like, you have to have a video part, because
right.
I wasn't really making any money.
Right.
I was like not a really known snowboarder at the time.
Yeah.
And so I got a video part and Mike was like, dude, this kid is really good. We should put him on the team. And so they put me on a forum because it was like a natural step.
Right.
I was like, Silence might go out of business.
Right.
They're barely paying me any money, and all of a sudden I'm gonna make some money and go ride for these guys. But I feel like it changed my snowboarding immediately. It was very competitive. It was supposed to be this team, but it was like everyone was like trying to be better than the other one. It wasn't a team effort when you go like someone lands a trick. It wasn't like, yeah, right on, they'd be like, oh, I can't believe you landed
that. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, this sucks.
Yeah. I feel like too, it's so serious. Like,
it got super serious, so and it was serious. Like, you know, the whole marketing of Super 8 and like Form 8 and all that, and it was like, it was cool. I'm happy I was part of it,
right?
And it helped my career,
yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. But I felt like it was time for me to move on,
yeah.
And I also was gonna have a daughter, so I had the pressure of like, hey, I actually need to figure out like, what's my future gonna look like?
Right.
I didn't see a future for him. I just felt like it was like one of those things that you just have to be better than the other person constantly, and it wasn't so much of a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like I belonged in that team.
Yeah.
I was like, I felt much more like on my own world from the other guys. And I like all those guys, but it was just like,
yeah. Well, it was just, it was the most competitive team there is, or there was,
So K2 offered me a good setup and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I remember going back to forum and be like, hey, this is what I got from K2, like, what do you guys want to do? And they were like, first like, oh, well, let's offer you something. And then they're like, I think they got scared because if they're going to pay me that, then they're going to have to give the next guy. And they're like, I don't think it was like the company hadn't taken off yet. They had like, sure, media-wise, but financially, you know what I mean?
Right.
It takes years for a company to start making money,
right,
if they're going to make money.
Yep.
And you're putting so much money in marketing, and I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
And then how many years did you ride for K2?
Like 11 or 12 years?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What year would you say you officially kind of like, really like kind of hung up the board or retired?
2009. I mean, I 2010 I still was filming a video part.
Yeah.
But I think my mind wasn't really in it.
Yeah.
Like I was like doing it because I was getting paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting paid a lot of money, but I was getting paid some money.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a retirement plan.
Yep.
So I told all my sponsors that I wanted to be done. I didn't want to be in the spotlight anymore, and I wanted to open a coffee shop and just be done.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? And I think it actually made some of my teammates really happy.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to tell me like, no.
Yeah, they didn't have to be the one.
They didn't have to be like, the one.
You're done.
Yeah. So I think in that case, it was kind of a relief for them.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
So, but you know, the day when you actually stop getting paid 100% for snowboarding, it was pretty tough.
Yeah.
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 Because you've gotten paid good salary all these years and you got used to this lifestyle.
Yeah.
You travel everywhere. Every person you meet is like excited to see you.
Yeah.
You have always, it's always good conditions because you're always chasing the snow.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, you're paying for lift tickets.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid for it anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just have to watch what you spend because you can't, you know, I had to change my lifestyle.
Yeah.
It was like, I would say it was like a year of depression, figuring out how to get back into like a, you know, normal life.
Yeah, yeah. I think that happens obviously to a lot of pros who retire, and it's like, you always think like, oh, I'll figure out that next move. Like, cause I feel like people think like, it'll just come to me, or people will just come and like hire me or something. But I think when, yeah, it's like that day happens where you're like, I make no money from snowboarding and now I have no income at all. Yeah. I have to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I think it's any professional athlete.
Right.
You don't think about it because you're like, I don't know, it starts at such a young age.
Yeah.
And you feel invincible.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, it's going to be like this forever.
Right.
But it's like, nothing is forever.
Right.
And it's a, I mean, luckily, I think for me it was good because I had such a huge passion going into coffee. So I was like, I could take my energy from snowboarding and put it into coffee.
Yeah.
And that was like shifting that thing around. And I think
yeah.
that's important to find something that you really want to do or what it is and be really passionate about it, because end of the day, you know, like it doesn't matter, you know, you're just here to enjoy or whatever your life motto is, but it's about having a good time and being able to enjoy your job, whatever it is you're doing.
Yep.
And be passionate about it. I see people trying to stay in the snowboard industry. I mean, you seem like you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's good that you get to stay involved in doing something, but I just wanted to get out of it,
right.
industry. I was like burnt out.
Right.
I was done.
Yeah.
Didn't want to have anything to do with any company or any photo shoot or anything.
Yeah, yeah. And now you've built up a pretty amazing brand here.